Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's not Saturday, it's Tuesday morning. Well, anyway, we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. If I were to put a sock in it for a bit, you'd hear the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line, him the awesome. Anyway, this is the 60th Weekly Challenge. The topic was selected by last week's winner, Ellison, and it's Razor. Who goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and it's Chris of Platypus Society. This is what I get for trying to record this at 5:30 in the morning. It's been a week. We don't want to know. If I had a long rambling, I do this, I do that, wine. No, I don't do that. Instead, we do the weekly challenge, we get this out. So, here we go. Chris is the winner from last week. He goes first, and he actually has a story. So, let's take it away, Chris.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of the Platypus Society, back for another 100-word challenge on the subject of Razor. Here we go. After 10 years together, Alan and Donna agreed that their love life was getting stale. So they exchanged notes one morning about what they could do for each other to spice things up again. As instructed, Alan returned that evening with a bouquet of roses, a bottle of champagne, and a new pair of silk boxers. He was very excited to see if Donna had done what he asked her to do. When she met him at the door, her arms were scratched up and bleeding. She smacked him and handed him a razor. "You shave the damn cat, freak!"
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Chris. The text from Chris's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do. Let's go and hit up the veterans. There weren't any rookies, and it was kind of a light turnout this week. I'm going to play them in the order I receive them. And first up, our stalwart veteran, Tom of Footnote. Tom, what's going on at the tiny pump house in the hill? Fill us in.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from Footnote. Slowly recovering from some miscellaneous summer virus and a teaching assignment from hell, tonight's tale is called My First Shave. My grandfather was a barber. In his basement on Sunnyside Avenue, he had a professional barber's chair. I remember sitting in that chair, feet failing to reach the footrest. On the wall was a glass shelf where the tools of his trade rested. Electric clippers, silver-plated scissors, and the straight razor. After lathering my neck with the badger bristle brush, Grandpa would take his 2-foot leather strap and strop the steel blade until the edge glowed in the dark. With the deft skill of a surgeon, he scraped stubble from the baby fat of his prodigy, ne'er a drop spill.
Ah, yes. Brings back memories, doesn't it? Thank you, Tom, for walking us down memory lane and waving sharp knife at us. Who's next? Let's go with Guy David. And Nardo's really freaking out this morning. He's walking all over the table.
Hi, buddy. Hello, buddy.
Yeah, just change the window. Thank you. Now I can't see what the progress is. He's rubbing against the microphone.
You're such a pet. Yeah, you are such a pest.
And he rubs again. How you doing?
I know it's early. You're probably wondering why he's daddy up so early. Well, it's because he was a lazy ass all weekend.
You know, building up that island thing and all that. Yeah.
Don't step on the keyboard. No, don't put your big fat feet on the keyboard.
Okay, we're going to go with Guy David next. So here is Guy David from GuyDavid.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the 60th Weekly Challenge. I'm Guy from www.GuyDavid.com, and this is my story for this week. The night was sharp as razors. The dark, tall man stared into her eyes that were on fire, alive and young, little red fire dancing inside. Neither of them talked. Talking through the razor-sharp air was not necessary. They knew there was nothing to say but goodbye. He turned to leave, feeling her eyes burning from behind. There was no turning back now. The air stiffened, as if expectant. The man opened the door and left. The razor-sharp knife cut him from inside, each step bringing sharp pangs into his chest. Exit, he thought.
Ooh. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more of his work at, if I've said it enough times, GuyDavid.com. I love the sound. I dream of that. And I wish that was my ringtone. Although right now my ringtone is, of course... No, it's not you, Nardo. You do yell a lot. No, it's Xanadu. I'll admit it. Yeah, he's jumping on the table again. We do this all morning long. We do it on Saturday mornings, too. He's gotten to the point where he jumps up on the table. Piper used to just sit right at my feet, my little girl. And she would just sit there and, you know, all burble, and sit at my feet. You know, all curled up in the lap blanket. Nardo, no, he's not content. He's got to jump up here. He's got to be the center of attention. He's got to be a pain in the ass and a pest, bumping into things. I'm just petting him, and he, you know, it's June here in Houston, so it's blast furnace time, and he's shedding all over, so that's going to get in the computer and gum it up, and I think I can afford... Hey, Nardo. Yeah, you think I can afford another? Yeah, you want to whore yourself out? You kitty gigolo? No, because Gigolo Kitty has that job. You don't want to steal Gigolo Kitty's job. Okay, the next one is by Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Oh, by the way, her last one, this story was written by some guy. Yeah, I knew I should have recorded it, but I thought she did a great job with it. So, did better than I could have. So there you go. She picked some cool music. So, Liana of Hodgepodge Point, and I think it's like hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, check it out. Here we go.
Salutations, my fellow story writers. It's Liana from that tiny podcast called Hodgepodge Point. Help me grow with those treasured pieces you keep stuffed under your mattress. Wait, not that dirty stuff. The other notebook of goodies. For this week's challenge number 60, Razor, I have this piece called Before the Curtain Call. Three fainting women was a disappointment for Magnus's show. He dropped the trick hammer and hobbled towards the front of the stage on a crushed foot. Taking out a bag of razors, he popped them into his mouth one by one. When on the platform edge, he looked out at his audience, who tried to bury themselves in their chairs. Magnus let the silence fill their space, then raised his hands and bowed. He closed the show with a bloody thank you, and his tongue fell onto a tall man's lap. Magnus walked off stage smiling. The shrieks were stupendous.
Wow. Thank you, Liana.
Yeah, this is waking me up better than coffee. It's not even 6 o'clock. Normally I wake up at 6, but woke up at 5. My wife came home. She came home from Vegas, had a great time there. And I got a cool shirt from the Venetian. And Frisky's happy now, because Frisky freaks out whenever Gina goes out of town. So he doesn't like the suitcase, because he knows the suitcase is taking her away. So he jumps in and gets in there, all of his hair all over the stuff, and slows her down. But so when she got back and rolls the suitcase, and normally he's aloof, and he's like, who are you? No, chatterbox. And clawing up the suitcase, like, bad suitcase, you took my mommy away from me. So, and then, like, an hour later, she's sitting in her chair, and Frisky's just in her lap, just happy, you know, oh, yeah. So, whatever. Well, that's it for that, and let's move on to the next story. We're going to go with Daphne Abernathy. She is one of my new neighbors on the island, Edlow Island in Second Life. You can check it out. Just hop into secondlife.com, get yourself an avatar, and then after you go through Orientation Island and learn absolutely nothing, head over to Edlow in the map, and then you'll teleport there, and you'll see all the stuff there, and hopefully someone will get you learned up on how to really use that thing. Until you get in there, well, here's Daphne, and her little plot of land is the southwest corner of the island, where there will be tea, crumpets, and beheadings on June 28th. Those of you who know me know the meaning of June 28th and how it relates to Edlow. So here we go with Daphne Abernathy.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. You can find out about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And here's my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. Topic this week is Razor. He first noticed his fingers were numb, then lost sight in one eye. He lost some of his long-term memories, too. But nothing really bothered him, so he continued blogging and podcasting with great success. Until the day he found himself going off on a rant that related otters and Middle East politics. The coroner said it was like someone took a knife to his brain, but there were no external injuries. Must have been the razor-sharp wit.
That was Daphne Abernathy. You can find her at Daphne and Tamara Going Broke. The link is going to be up in the show notes, okay? DaphneandTamara.com, I believe. You know, I've got photos of her bridge to Nowhereville. It's pretty funny. It's half a bridge. Kind of reminds me of the Truman Show. Kind of cool. You can dance on it, too. Dancing on a bridge. Okay. Kayla Bullen was supposed to be at some blues festival in Chicago, and I filled in for him at the BlackTieMartiniClub.com. The problem is, well, he got sick. And you know what happens when you get sick and you sit around. The man's a trooper, a super trooper. And that means he has recorded this story for this week. Check it out. It's Caleb Bullen, the proprietor of the virtual real Black Tie Martini Club, which is located on Edlow Island, somewhere in some gigantic weird clock. Okay, here we go. Caleb Bullen.
Luann makes the best sandwiches in town. The trick is, the meat is cut so razor thin you could read through it. That's not just some colorful expression. She really uses a razor. She spends most of her time between customers just working that leather strop, keeping her razor sharp. That allows the meat to go onto your sandwich pink, tender, delicious. So if Luann ever invites you up to lunch, you go, boy. You'll never have a better meal in all your life. But I'd steer clear of her barbershop, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
Thank you, Caleb. You can find more stuff from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com. I'd like to apologize to everyone for taking so long to getting this out. Life, so wonderful. And yeah, I do have to apologize. Y'all do a lot of hard work in these stories, and you know, you're waiting around for them to appear, and you know, oh, I did one for during the week, and one vanished. The mailbox is killing me. So we're gonna use isfullofcrap@gmail.com as the mailbox. I'm gonna post that up instead of the other. I trust Gmail a lot more than the server I'm on right now for the time being. Thunderbird and its spam services on the server and Thunderbird are acting up. I've tried adjusting it. You know how it is. spam. Anyway, let's get to the closing credits because Planet Z is way too busy building a freaking island with some people. And then there's real life work. Oh, don't get me started on it. Anybody hiring? Here we go. And there you have it. Ooh, thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the stories are in, the winner will go first in the 61st weekly challenge, pick the topic for weekly challenge number 62, and they win them refrigerator magnets, and I've got to ship out another batch. Get your addresses to me if you've won the past few weeks. Make sure I got them. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell I mangled up as I put this together at 5 in the morning. You need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. No, don't click twice. It's one-click options. One click only. As I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Oh, really? What's it? There's a lot of podcast cool music. Wow. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of... Yeah, there's one by Caleb somewhere. I gotta find it. Where did I put that thing? Oh, and then the next weekly challenge. Oh, and if you're in Second Life, look for Edlow Island. I told you about that. A lot of the people writing these weekly challenges have been moving in there, building up some really cool stuff. And then on Wednesdays, Caleb Bullen spins the tunes and the philosophy and the... cool stuff, cool dancing, middle of the clock tower, Wednesdays, 6 Pacific time. I'm going to post the theme in the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening, and sorry for taking so long, but we'll see how I screw things up next week. But thank you for your patience, sorry for the delays, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.